This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Kansas Court of Appeals held that the state constitution, like the federal one, protected a woman's right to an abortion and affirmed a lower court blocking enforcement of a restrictive 2015 law. The block law banned the most common method used in second trimester abortions. There are about 21 million hogs in Iowa, most in hog factories. Each hog produces the waste equivalent of about 2.5 people, meaning the waste equivalent from hogs in Iowa is about 45 million people. Iowa also has 52 million laying chickens, 50 million of them in animal feeding operations with 100,000 birds. And they also produce more manure than all the people in the state. None of it passes through a sewage treatment plant or even a septic tank before going into public waterways and drinking water. Wildcat strikes and protests by workers have cropped up as the Russian government has cut salaries and subsidies in response to plunging oil revenues. Tunisia government has established a nationwide curfew in reaction to protests against unemployment. New rules from the Obama administration on planet-warming methane gas from oil and gas drilling on public land are designed to capture leaked gas with special equipment. Uber and Life Reimagined, a subsidiary of AARP, formed a partnership last year to recruit older people as drivers. A quarter of Uber drivers are over 50 years of age. Google has agreed to pay $185 million in back taxes to Britain for stiffing them between 2005 and 2015. Former mayor of New York City and billionaire Michael Bloomberg has indicated he might be willing to spend $1 billion of his fortune to mount an independent campaign for president. Legislators in Oklahoma have introduced a bill to end civil forfeiture where an accused goods are seized by the police, arguing it makes someone guilty until proven innocent. Reacting to the rapid spread of the Zika virus in Latin America and the Caribbean, health officials in El Salvador are urging women not to get pregnant until 2018 in an effort to halt a surge of birth defects that are suspected to stem from the mosquito-borne disease. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.